Okay, we go short for Parshas Yisrael. Tavshin Pei Gimel. Learn Shmei Tzchutz Ufur Shem Efechai Eser Tiel Basar Yitzipora. Eitam Hachai Ben Esther. Chanli Ben Oriel. Mordechai Yaakov Yudah Ben Rivka Besor Shechoy Yisrael. An incredible Tefer Shlomo. Unbelievable. Layomri Yisrael Baruch Hashem Asher Hitzel Eschem. Yot Yisrael is the first one in the entire Torah to say Baruch Hashem. The Gemara Sanhedrin tells us in 94:8 Tzadidah Amrav. Genai Hu Lemoyshe Lishishim Yibo Shelo Amra Baruch Hashem. Asher Ba Yisrael Amra Baruch Hashem. That was a little bit distasteful, a little bit disgusting that Moshe and every Jew did not say, and any Jew beforehand, did not say Baruch Hashem. And all the Mefarshim asked the question, what are you talking about? We said Shira last week. We sang the song at Kriyas Yamsuf. How could the Gemara have the audacity to say that Yisrael was the first one to say Baruch Hashem and Genai, that Moshe and every other Jew never said Baruch Hashem? So says in the Tefer Shlomo, you want to know the answer? It's very, very simple. Of course we said thank you last week. And of course every Jew at Kriyas Yamsuf and Leah was the first one to say thank you. Hapam oyidis Hashem brachas zayim abeis 100%. But Yisro was the first one to say Baruch Hashem for something that didn't happen to him. Yisro wasn't at Kriyas Yamsuf. Yisro said Baruch Hashem that my children were saved, that Moshe and Zipporah and my grandchildren were saved, that Klal Yisro was saved. Yisro teaches us to say thank you to Hashem on behalf of others. Thank you, Hashem, on behalf of somebody else. What an incredible lesson for us to be able to realize to thank Hashem not only for the things that happen in our lives, but to be on a spiritual level, to make sure that we're a grateful people and we're on a meaningful plane to realize, to be thankful to Kadosh Baruch Hu, to make sure we're always thanking Hashem for the things that happen to us, the things that happen to other people as well. And something, since our friends have a simcha, or someone gets engaged, whatever it is, to be happy for them, as the Rav Goldwich from Karen B'Yavnu, Zatzal used to like to say, Ezo Asher, who is rich? Sameach b'chalko. Pashup Shat, you're happy with what you have? No, says the Rosh Hashiva, Sameach b'chalko. You're happy with what he has. You're happy with what your friend has, and you don't. What an incredible lesson Yisro teaches us. Baruch Hashem, for somebody else, good Shabbos.